Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Once again, we're talking with Eliezer Adoram, well-known Israeli singer and musician. We were talking with him last week, and we were just finishing discussing Rad HaLaila, which incidentally I've listened to since then and had before, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. We promised faithfully that we would play it at the first thing in the show. So here's Rad HaLaila.
שובי שובי ונסוב, כי דרכנו אין לסוב, כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת. כי ליבנו לב אחד מעולם ועד לעד, כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת. Shared it, I shall share it. And Halaira, that she reino, Avoke or the Shamayim. Shoo, be sure, be sure, be sure, be sure, be sure, be sure, be sure,
Was Rad HaLaila, a modern Israeli song. There are an awful lot of good modern Israeli songs, but they all seem to have a traditional background, don't they?
Well, not all of them. Not all of them. Many of them are very original. As a matter of fact, the new trend of young Israeli composers is to go away from this type of music, like Rad HaLaila, and to compose something more in the approach of a chanson or a Greek type of music. Of course, I mean, it's composed by Israelis and it's sang in Hebrew, but the feeling is completely different. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of rock and roll in Israel too. But I want to mention, because I think it's very important, classical music is very liked in Israel, and when the Israeli Philharmonic plays, it's very difficult to get tickets to it, and there are always lines. The radio plays a lot of classical music as well, and with the rock and roll, still there is a kind of conservatism about classical music, and the Philharmonic Orchestra in Israel is considered to be one of the tops in the world, not only in Israel.
And quite a lot of different kinds of music in one little country.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to folk singing, at the beginning of last week's show, we did one song where the words were taken from the Bible and the theme was taken from the Bible with a new kind of music. Now, I gather there are quite a few of this kind of song.
Yes, there are many of these. And as I said, I think last week, that many Israeli young composers are using the Bible as a source. You know, there is even a joke on it. The reason that they use the Bible so much is so that they won't have to pay royalties. But, well, of course, I think it's really only a joke. Here, for example, a song, it's called V'David Yefe Einayim, which really tells a little of the story of David and Saul. Roughly, the translation will say, David was bright of eye, a shepherd among the roses. Saul slew his thousands, David his ten of thousands. Long live the son of Ishai, which of course started the big war between Saul and David. This was after David killed
Goliath. Oh, yes, remember, the people were singing
yes,
about
when they came back
this,
from this battle.
And Saul got jealous because...
That's what the Bible tells us. Right.
Yes.
Of course, the melody composed by an Israeli, but this is also have a kind of a trend towards approach of Hasidic music. By the way, in USY, the record with the USY...
Oh, yes, we haven't identified this record. This is a record, this is an album we've taken several songs from called Sing Along with USY, in which Eliezer Adoram appears and quite a few other well-known Israeli singers.
Yes, we grouped up especially for this record, and each one who performs on the record is really an artist by himself.
Well, let's hear from that album. Let's hear V'David Yefe Einayim.
Yefe
Einayim. I can't pronounce it, but I certainly do enjoy it.
ודוד יפה עיניים, הוא רואה בשושנים. ניגשה ולמעל עבר, ודוד בלבבותם, בנישי חי וקיים. בנישי חי וקיים. ודוד יפה עיניים, הוא רואה בשושנים. ודוד יפה עיניים, הוא רואה בשושנים. ניגשה ולמעל עבר, ודוד בלבבותם, בנישי חי וקיים. בנישי חי וקיים.
ודוד יפה עיניים, הוא רואה בשושנים. ודוד יפה עיניים, הוא רואה בשושנים. ניגשה ולמעל עבר, ודוד בלבבותם, בנישי חי וקיים. בנישי חי וקיים.
ודוד יפה עיניים, הוא רואה בשושנים. ודוד יפה
not going to be foolhardy enough to try pronouncing it again, but that was the song about David and Saul, yes. Before we discuss more with Eliezer Adoram, I'd like to talk to him something about his life and his experiences in Israel. Let's just take a moment out for a message here. Well, now we can go back to talking about Eliezer Adoram, his life, his music. One thing before we do, by the way, if any of our listening audience has any questions or any comments to make, we'd love to hear from them. We're always interested in getting letters here. Just write to me, Alan Wasser, or to the show, Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, Worldwide, New York 19, New York. Well, Eliezer Adoram, you're originally from Israel, right?
Yes, I'm a native Israeli, which we call it a Sabra.
What does Sabra mean originally?
Sabra?
I know it comes sabar, from something else.
Yes, Sabar is a cactus. That's
cactus.
Typical.
Oh, a cactus.
Right. that's typical to the Middle Eastern countries. And it has a fruit. The fruit is supposed to be symbolizing the Israeli youth. It's very needlish outside. I mean, if you touch it, you're going to be full with small needles. But the fruit inside is marvelous, especially in a hot summer day when it's cold, being iced. It's very juicy and it's sweet. It's really marvelous. And it's supposed to symbolize an Israeli who is rough outside and tough, but inside is really sweet. And
that's a very good nice way of describing it. Well, as a Sabra, have you ever had much experience with what the other term that most non-Israelis know about Israel, the kibbutz?
Oh, yes. Yes. I've been lucky. I have lived 6 years in a kibbutz during Second World War, mostly. My father was in the British Army at the time, and my mother, my brother, and me were in a kibbutz. When my father came out of the British Army and he wanted to move from the kibbutz, I had a very bad fight. I mean, I definitely didn't go. I liked it very much. The experience in a kibbutz was very, very beneficial to me.
Is the work as hard as they say?
Well, work is hard if everybody have to work, and you work hard. The only difference is that there you work for yourself and for the community, and you are part of a community. Here you are mostly an individual in the outside society.
In case any members of the kibbutz that you worked on are listening, why don't you mention it? It'd be interesting to see if they heard you.
The kibbutz was Tel Yosef, and it's in the Emek,
the
Israel.
Emek.
It's the Valley of Jezreel. This is in the northern part of Israel. It's rainy during the winter, and the land is very good for agriculture.
Be interesting to see if any kibbutzniks have heard themselves being plugged on the air.
Well, their English mostly is very poor, the kibbutzniks. But
incidentally, you came to the United States how long ago?
Well, it's quite a few years ago. I came to study, I did study in the United States. Originally, I'm a graduate of the neighborhood playhouse. As a matter of fact, before I went into folk music, I was an actor in my profession. I was 3 years in the Abima Theater in Israel, which turned now to become the Israeli National Theater. And we had quite a few directors from the United States coming as guest directors to direct shows in Israel. That's the way I met Mr. Harold Klorman. At the time,
Who is
Harold Klorman?
Yes.
He's an American director. He had quite a name in the United States as well. Also, Lee Strasberg.
Yes, Lee Strasberg,
well.
I know.
Yes.
One of the great names of the theater.
And he helped me, Mr. Klorman helped me with the Neighborhood Playhouse.
How did you decide to give up acting and go into folk music? Or have you, actually? Or are you doing both?
Well, I did both, but at the present time, mostly doing music, playing and singing and performing. I'm working with a group, a dance group. We have a mixture of dance and song. I like this group particularly because it's not a folk group. I mean, the director of the group, Francis Alenikov, she's a choreographer and a dancer. And the approach is more on Jewish culture as a whole and not particular folk dances. And the dances are being directed especially for the program, though the music is completely folk music based on Israeli, Hasidic, Jewish, Eastern European approach. So here is a combination of modern dance based upon folk themes, holidays, Eastern European, modern Israel, shepherd dances, but they are not folk dances.
Well, do you, most of our listeners are overseas, although we do have some in the United States. I'm just wondering, are you planning to go overseas at all? Do any tours outside of the United States where they might be able to see you?
Well, we have been outside of the United States already a few times. We just been last year in Chile. Hmm. We went on a tour down there. But mostly we performed around the United States, Canada, coast to coast, touring a lot. We gave concerts on the West Coast as well as on the East Coast, and also in Canada, coast to coast.
Well, we're getting short of time again, and there's one song I really want to get in because it's going to have to be one of my favorites, Dodi Lee. Perhaps you'd want to say something about it briefly before we play it.
Well, Dodi Lee is a song taken from Song of Songs. Maybe it's the greatest love song ever written. Again, it's from the Bible. And in one sentence, I will say, my lover is mine, and I'm his.
Dodi Lee, ani lo haroe, vashashani. Dodi Lee, ani lo haroe. Mi hizote ola, mi hine hamide bar, mi hizote ola. Me kuteret mor, morule vona, morule vona. Dohodi lili, vani dohaharohe, vashoshani, dohodi lili. Li bavati hini, achoti kala. Li bavati hini kala. Li bavati hini, achoti kala. Li bavati hini kala. Dohodi hili, saani hilo haharohe. Sashoshani, dohodi hili.
That was Dodi Lee, as sung by Eliezer Adoram. That song is something of an Israeli classic by now, isn't it?
Yes, this song turned to become an Israeli classic. As a matter of fact, the Kingston Trio translated this song into English, and they jazzed it up a little, and to me it sounds a little bit like Dohodi Hili Cha Cha Cha. No, really, but it sounds It turned into a very, very popular Israeli song, and many American performers, not only the Kingston Trio, using this song, either the way we sang it or a little more jazzed up.
Well, we're getting tight on time again. This is always a problem here.
I think time is a problem in the United States, period.
Let me mention again that this has been Alan Wasser just talking with Eliezer Adoram about Israeli folk music, about Israel. I've enjoyed this immensely, and I'd hope sometime in the future we could get you back in again. And, I know you're always traveling around the country, but perhaps next time you've made a circuit out through California or back to New York again, we can have you in and play some more of your records. Anybody wants to get them, by the way. I'm not sure. Are they on sale outside of the United States? Havana Gila?
I don't know if Havana Gila is sale outside of the United States, no. Havana Gila is under Classic Edition recording.
The other record we've been using is called Sing Along with USY, made for an organization, but I gather is going to be commercial reasonably soon.
Probably going to be commercial, but anyway, the United Synagogue of America is located on 1123 Broadway in New York City.
Well, and you can get it from them. Just mention that you heard it on Folk Music Worldwide. This is Alan Wasser saying so long.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. To the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.